Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name, inviting you to dwell among us.
Oh, my soul.
the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. 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 And amen. Hallelujah. Oh, well, welcome everyone to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So wonderful to see all of you here today. And we're going to open up with a word of prayer. As we get ready to open, we need a ram in the bush. And so, Reverend Treva, if you are available to pray first, to be the first one to pray, press your number one key and let me know. Or you could text me. Praise God. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify you. You are the Holy One, the Mighty One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One. We thank you, Lord God, that you do all things well. Hallelujah. You know all, you see all, and you're in all. Thank you so much, Lord Father God. And Lord God, as we come together to pray by your Spirit, in your Spirit, Lord God, we just say, Lord, speak to us. Speak through us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. There's many things that we have on our hearts. We don't even know how to pray about them, Lord. But you know how to pray. So, Lord God, we are open to you for you to pray through us as never before, Lord. So many things are going on in this world right now, and we need you. We always need you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Man, hallelujah. Thank you, Reverend Treva. We do see you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So Reverend Treva will be first today, and then Minister Rachel and family, then Minister Carrie, and then Catherine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you all so much for being the rams in the bush today. Hallelujah. Amen. I just thank God is gotten to the point where I just, you know, I don't worry about it. I just say, Lord, you're going to provide a ram in the bush, and he always does. So glory to God. I'm opening up your lines now, and I believe everybody knows how we do this. So Reverend Treva, you'll be on for until a quarter after the hour, and then, you know, Minister Rachel, and then all of you just come on. So I'm opening up your lines now. Make sure your phone is muted so that, you know, we don't hear anything in the background. All right. Praise the Lord. Reverend Treva, you may begin.
Ebiara kohorote, 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 ebiara kohorote Kramo Shandara Bahashi Kiradioshi Kiramaso Kohorabasi Ashanda Bakuhu Sikla Dehese Teke Soma Kohora Dise Ambre Baheto Okubahaya Tiasite Asakomaki A Koronon Jebekara Kusembre Beheso Tola Bakitela Lamangado Agashondo Oshondo Bakuhora Basaya Ikoronoho Shikiri de Biho Sakle Dosela Lamakode Ambre behesus akura basia sikara de. Akura dohoshi kere dokohosim la dekeme. Akine me kusonde balalokusi tila la makadise. Ashandero lo kuhusi kredasto la la mohos akrebase. Ashandolo lo kuhusambre bahashandere de kusanda. Ishandere de kebro ohoshi birere ke sokle de kesa. Isha telalaki ooro oo sikerede esondolo lo ho sikerede. Ashando hoshi kera masoto. Ashanda, ashanda la la bahashanda. Ishandolo lo ho shanda la la ki sete. Abre bahashoto, okorabasia siyakata, eshonde, oshonde la la mahaya siyasike, ashondolo kohoshi midiala kata, kataya de kosaya, sakataya sukodiyasikeya, ikonde la kohosi tiral masondolo la mosanda, ebre bahashoto, okoramase, abre bahashoto, hoshi kere de kohosite, Angre beheso to hosha tela la mahashonde. Akra do hosha prabohosi kredikeso do hoshata. Ikra do hoshanda la la kasondoro do bohoshanda. Asokra do hoshi kredehe shokra do kohosanda. Ishanda la reho sangre dehese kredehese kredehese. Ashondoro la kohoshangre dehese kredo. Ashanda la reheso to hosha krede endo oma etela nake. Okora namaha sitela lehi sekro toho shangra saka akredehe sekredehe sekredeke hoseke abo oshimbebe epebe ebe 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 okone ebekeneneke herede ambra baha songredehe sekredehe sokrede ete eshekrede aladoho shambra baha karo boho sanda isho nabokoho sandredehe sokoho sipalala Pararaba karababa sakararabasa. Ikororoboho shakararabaha sakararahasata. Endolo la kuhusandele de kehe shokre de he sekrede. Ashandolo la kuhushambra de he sekrede ke seke. Ashando oshangre de he sekrede oshokrodo. Ashoto oshakre de ke sekre es osapa asakre. Ashakre de he sokre ne es sokre de. Aku oshandara lako oshandara laka ata oti meke esekrede. Asho kohora ashoto oshine eke akir doho shatara de esokro doho shata. Eshoto oshakra de hasokre akro doho shimeke sokohora mahasakre deke. Ako sokre de koho shakra de hora mahasi. Mero toho shamakara da mashandala laba sokre de. Akra de ho shakra de ho shakra de he sokra de ke. Ako o sakra de ho shakra de o shambra ba. Ar o shira de e sokra de ke sekra de e suba on okame ete eke goko se kandakita. Iti dik o shibidi de ke iti ko sekra de ke se. A shakra de he sekra e o shike be e. Ikoro koho shambra beha sokre de, epana namba ochimike re de, e sokre etetete, etetete, atutu oshipekada oshambapa, aka oshik emeke Ike sokoro de okoko makasite, ikete o oshama baba hashokore de esoko de makore ma sata ashu o oshikineke esoko oshimiri o tikere de ke akoronoko o yema sangre a esoko o sikere de ke mo sokore me ke se pero no mo sambra ba kite akoronoko ho sambra ba ko sambra po o ba mo ho sambra ba ime o someti e se pero o koshimere de ke po salo no ma kete Agre makua katore na makaroko osikene mako sikere leke sonda. Ikono o shambre behe sokre beko sembre. Ako o mako mako mate. Emiko o mako 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 sombre beke madak ese. Ishando ho sekre de he shekere leke o sikere de. Enana hashotana na mako shitela lama sote. Breko, 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 baho se krede ke so krede. Esho tororo ko ho sha krede ke pe so krede ke se ke. Ako oko makura makasando. Isha krede ke esho lono ko o yemene de ke se. Eso me ese pe ese oko ne beko obrama. E en oko mero ondara rakaro o si krede ke sha krede. En e teko o re e soko o se ne e du de de e ni de 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 e tu de de e se kre de a shokore no ko o shakre de a to ora a bashanda I sangre de ke sokre de ke se kre do ko ho shaka a ko sokre do ko ho shakre de ko o shakre de a no me kemiko o se mere de ke se kre de o shikiti kare no ko ho sanda Eshando oke melaku makalama kore maso kore de obra maso pre. Ishando re do koho sikre de ke hishono etu makoho sangre. Eko sangre de ke he sekolo do koho shanda. Esono do koho sangre de he sekre. O de emeho ya ayusu oku yema ayusike. Ishekre do kohora akayama ho sembre. Esongre eme sokre de ke hishondo. E shandala la kosanda. Ideo a kua yike o kuyala na kueka ya. Kueke de mokuya kuyiki ya kukuyo sokuya koreke sangre. A shandala he shokre e sokre e ba sokre de. E shandala la ke ho shokre de ke shanto omako bababa. E pa o sekre maha sambre behes behes o chakra da kata. E ke cho o chokoro o sekre te kesha. Ike kete e shoko o shokoro doko ho shokoro no akaya ha shoko ho ya ha sikere doko seke ashindele leke he shokoro doko shaka ondele la baku sambro boku aku wakade oku yama kaluka e kore koko tikine koko tikine dike riko po shokore ta kagyo niko te poro tikite ilan te kageke akaritiko ne dike chuko marikite oko nijim dike sekere tiko tike la kapiko tike tike le ka kuti mike iko na ko kapiko kone ke ilan te kase kene la ka komba le dike tike chuko pa kate tite ake tiko chike pa kate lo e shikite ta yubi tuko ma ke te le ke a chuko na mako sekere teke shakere deke shakere deke e shakere deke e shoko doko o shakere deke he sekere deke Akade et ake e sekere de ke he sekere de akas e o sekere de ke he shakare de akasoko o de eke me ke sokore de o shekene ne ne ombra bakando mla ne he se ombra bakus ombra beki sono o shemene de pe powerful kuma la baha sakre e shokene na makura makasanda e shonde padonde la makasonde E corone beo chike pakana. Se chuka makada makata malele busumono 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 baba. Eboro mo busumono 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 ba akuba awata. E corone ho shangre de he sekre de ho shakre. E shakre de ko ho shakre maha sandale. E shandale de ke sobre e soto o shindelele. E sokro do ko ho shandale de ke sokre de ko ho shaka. Akoro doko ho shekere de o sete e seke si ene e shon kone nama o shandala lakato o shangre de akono na o akomo o shenke de ma e shandala lako sanda ashoko o shinini e shokone ne he songre de he sengre de ako o shokona ma ha sandala de he shay ashandala lako ho sande o shuma o shuma o shume ene ato Epanono kohu sikre de ke soto oshana e chikine Ichinebe ocho nam ichoko uku u rabahasha. Ishanda esekere ke sondolo hoshata. Everybody. Okuma bahasangre de aroro hoshandala la kasondolo oshandala. Ikeroroku shandala la usukuroroku kushatala. Ikerono hoshandala la kasondoro kushanda. Esila asono oshimbrede eshoba epe oma oba oko rabaha. Esorolo kushandala la kusanda. Ishande osoko hoshanda. Ikoromo hoshanda. Imiyalo kusamba. Esono oshimbrede kesoro kusanda. Aroro kuhushite eshekere deke sokoro kushamba. Esila la kasirida esirida kusanda. Ishanda bikura masia kisanda la la hosa. Preto. Pakuwa mo amo wawuru wawuru na maya la la la. Irara yororo singla la kuwamoro de kushanda. Eroro hoshikere la mahayororo kusila la mahaya ba. Ababai, shababo, shamabai, kababai. Ikomomo, ababai, sokomo, samabai, kurono. Ababai, sokono, parara, pasono, kuraba. Babai, soko, babai, soko, babai, soko, babai, soko, amabai, sokobai. Asham, bababahai, shokababahai, shokobababai. Ikomomo, sokomomo, shankere, namekubai. Ikoram akara no makusanda la kusanda. Eshonda la la kasonda la lehi sekere de kusanda. Eshonda la la kusanda la la boho kala la basanda. Eshonda la la kusanda la la kusanda. Ishekere esokara la kusambra be eso toro la boho sa. Ishanda la la kusambra bahasa toro ho sa kara. Asela la kasonda la la kusanda. Esandoro lo cojo sangre de Jesús que le namazote. Acora le majose, eso o se le leco, o no, lo cose. Ige, sacro lo cosanda. E powerful God, e glorious God, e glory God. E shandoro lo cosandere lo cosandere la hasonde. Ebra bajo shanda. E cura lo cosandero lo cojo sanda. I bara di bidete, bara no boho sandere di ku ome kasanda. I soro no kushanda la la hayaso. A sovereign. Emoshe ba ashonde. Amo ho shambre beheso. I shamara kofi nene hayu shamara hoshike. Hayu no ho shamara haya. I shonda la la makusambre bahashunde la la hay. Iro hosi. Ayana haya no no ho. Ino moho si mahaya, ishana makura masi alahaya na hoshe. Indoro mahuga makuya mage, akira na hosende, asonde la la mahaya da. Inda Lord, ikimiosa, esando la no kushanda. Edodom para, elaronda la masego diasa, gario sone mahaya. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Shalala la 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 la
Anada kododo koshe kede de kesha kadada. Anada kododo koshe kede de kesha kedede. Yana la kododo koshe anade kesha kedede. Anada kododo koshe kede de kesha kadada. Yana la kododo koshe kede de kesha kadada. Ona la kase kede de kesha kedede. Yana la kododo koshe kede de kesha kadada. Ona la kiada da kasha kadada. Ona da kasha kadada kasha kadada. Ona la kiada da kododo koshande. Ona la kasha kadada kashande. Ona la kododo koshande de kesha kedede. Yana la kododo koshe kedede. Ana la kododo koshe kedede kesha kadada. Yana la kododo koshe kedede kesha kadada. Ona la kiada la kododo kosha kadada. Ona la kiada da kashande de kododo koshande. Ona la kasha kadada kashande. Ona la kiada da kashande de kododo koshande. Ona da kasha kadada. Ona de kesha kedede kesha kadada. Ona da kashi kedede kesha kadada. Ona da kashi kedede kesha kadada. Ana la kododo kosha kadada. Ana la kododo kosha kedede kesha kadada. Ona la kododo koshe kedede keshe kedede. Ana la kododo koshe kedede. Ana la kododo koshe kedede keshe kadada. Ona la kododo koshe kedede keshe kadada. Ana la kododo koshe kedede keshe kadada. Ona la kiada la kododo koshanda de keshe kedede. Ona la kadara kashanda de. Ona la kashe kedede keshe kedede. Ana la kododo koshanda de. Ona la kasha kadada kashandere. Ona la kadada kashandere. Ona la kiada la kododo koshande. Ona la kiada la kasha kadada. Ona la kasha kadada kashandere. Ona la kiada la kododo koshande. Ona la kasha kadada kasha kadada. Ona la kododo kosha kadada. Ona la kiada la kashandere kododo koshande. Ona la kadada kashandere. Ona la kiada la kododo koshande. Ona la kadada kasha kadada. Ona la kadada kashanda de kododo koshe kedede. Ona da kasha kadada kasha kadada. Yana la kododo koshanda de. Ana la kododo koshanda de. Yana la kododo koshanda de. Yana le kododo koshanda de. Ekede le kododo koshanda de. Yana la kododo koshanda de. Yana la kododo koshanda de. Yana la kadara kashanda de. Ona la kiada la kadara kashande. Ona la kasha kadada kasha kadada. Ona la kiada da kododo koshe kedede. Yana la kododo kosha kadada. Ona la kashe kedede kese kedede. Yana la kododo koshanda de. Yana la kododo koshanda de. Ana la kododo koshanda de. Ona la kiada la kasha kadada. Ona la kadada kasha kadada. Ona la kododo koshe kedede kesha kadada. Ona la kada kashi kedede kese kedede. Ona la kasha kadada. Ona la kiada la kododo koshande. Ona la kadada kashande. Ona la kiada la kasha kadada. Ona la kasha kadada kashande. Ona la kasha kadada kododo koshe kedede. Yana la kododo kosha kadada kashande. Ona la kasha kadada kashandere. Ona la kiada la kododo koshandere. Ona la kasha kadada kasha kadada. Ona la kododo koshandere. Ana la kododo koshe kedede kesha kadada. Ona la kiada la kododo koshandere. Yana la kododo koshandere. Yana la kododo koshe kedede kesha kedede. Ana la kododo kosha kadada. Ona la kiada la kododo koshandere. Yana la kododo koshe kedede kesha kadada. Ana la kododo kosha kadada. Ona la kiada da kasha kadada. Ana la kododo koshe kedede. Ana la kododo kosha kadada. Ona la kasha kadada kasha kadada. Yana la kododo koshandere. Yana la kododo koshandere. Ona la kiada da kasha kadada. Ona la kiada la kododo koshandere. Ana la kododo koshe kedede kesha kadada. Yana la kododo koshandere. Yana la kododo koshandere. Ana la kododo kosha kadada. Hana la kodo do koshe kede de. 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 Hana de kodo do koshe kede de. Hana la kodo do koshe kede de. Hana la kodo do kosha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha da de. Hana de kodo do koshe kede de. Hana de kodo do koshe kede de. Hana la kodo do koshe kede de. Ua la la kia da la kodo do kosha da de. Hana la kodo do koshe kede de. Hana la kodo do koshe kede de. Hana de kodo do koshe kede de. Ola la kia da la kodo do kosha de. Ola la kasha kada da kasha kada da. Ola la kia da la kodo do kosha da de. Yana la kodo do koshe kede de kesha kada da. Ona la kasha kada da kasha kada da. Ona la kia da la kodo do kosha de. Ona da kasha kada da kasha kada da. Ona da kasha kada da kasha kada da. Ola la kia da la kodo do kosha de. Ola la kasha kada da kasha de. Ona de kodo do koshe kede de kesha kada da. Ona la kasha kada da kasha kada da. Ona de keshe kede de kesha kada da. Ona la kia da da kasha kada da. Ola la kia da da kasha kada da. Ola la kia da la kodo do kosha de. Ola la kasha kada da kasha kada da. Ona de keshe kede de. Ona la keshe kede de kesha kada da. Ona la kia da da kasha kada da. Ona la kia da da kasha kada da. Ona da keshe kede de kesha kada da. Ona ne keshe kede de keshe kede de. Ola la kia da la kasha kada da. Ona da kasha kada da kasha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha kada da. Hana de kodo do koshe kede de. Hana la kodo do koshe kede de. Hana la kodo do koshe kada da. Hana la kodo do kosha kada da. Hana la kodo do kosha kada da. Hana de kodo do kosha kada da. Hana la kodo do kosha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha kada de. Ola la kia da la kodo do. Yana la kodo do kosha de. Ola la kasha kada da kasha kada da. Ona la kia da la kodo do kosha de. Eke de kodo do koshe kede de. Ola la kia da da kodo do kosha de. Yana le kodo do koshe kede de. Yana le kodo do koshe kede de. Yana le kodo do kosha kada da. Ana le kodo do kosha kada da. Yana le kodo do kosha kada da. Yana le kodo do koshe kede de. Ike de kodo do kosha kada da. Ola la kia da la kodo do kosha de. Ike de kodo do kosha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha kada da. Hana la kodo do kosha kede de. Yana la kodo do kosha kada da. Hana la kodo do kosha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha kada da. Ola la kia da da kasha kada da. Ona da kasha kada da kasha kada da. Ola la kia da la kodo do kosha de. Ike de kodo do kosha de. Yana la kodo do kosha kada da. Hana le kodo do kosha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha da de. Yana la kodo do kosha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha da de. Ike de kodo do kosha da de. Hana le kodo do kosha da de. Ike de kodo do kosha da de. Hana le kodo do kosha da de. Hana le kodo do kosha kada da. Hana de kodo do kosha kede de. Hana le kodo do kosha kada da. Hana la kodo do kosha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha kede de. Hana le kodo do kosha kada da. Hana la kodo do kosha kede de. Ike de kodo do kosha kede de. Ike de kodo do kosha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha da de. Yana la kodo do kosha da de. Hana la kodo do kosha da de. Ona la kia da da kasha kada da. Yana le kodo do kosha kede de. Hana de kodo do kosha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha da de. Ye de kodo do kosha da de. Ike de kodo do kosha da de. Hana le kodo do kosha da de. Ola la kia da da kasha kada da. Ona la kasha kada da kasha kada da. Ola la kia da la kodo do kosha de. Ola la kia da da kasha kada da. Yana la kodo do kosha da de. Ola la kia da la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ka da da. Yana la kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana de ko she ke de de. Ola la kia da la kodo do ko she da de. Hana de kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana de kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana la kia da la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana la kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana la kodo do ko she ka da da. Hola la kia da da ka she ka da da. Hona la ka she ke de de. Hona la kia da da ka she ka da da. Hona la kia da da ka she ka da da. Hona la kia da da kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she da de. Yana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana de kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana de kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana la kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she da de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Ike de de kodo do ko shanda de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana la kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana de kodo do ko she ka da da. Yana me kodo do ko she ka da da. Yana me kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ka da da. Yana me kodo do ko she ke de de. Yana me kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she da de. Yana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Yana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Ike de kodo do ko she da de. Ona la kia da da. Ola la kia da da. Ola la kia da da. Ona la ka she ka da da. Ona da ka she ka da da. Ola la kia da da kodo do. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Yana la kodo do ko she da de. Yana ne kodo do ko she ka da de. Yana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Ike de de kodo do ko she da de. Hana la kodo do ko she da de. Ola la kia da da ka she ka da da. Ona da kia da da ka she ka da da. Ola la kia da la kodo do. Yana la kodo do ko she ka da da. Hana la kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Ike de de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana la kodo do ko shanda de. Hana de kodo do ko she ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko shanda de. O da da ka sa ka da da. O la la ka sa ka da da. O na da ka sa ka da da. Yana le kodo do ko she ka da da. Yana la kodo do ko she ka da da.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Rabashanda, Rabashanda. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for being exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or even imagine. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your presence today.
your holy presence, your loving presence, your kind presence, your merciful presence here today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for moving by your spirit and doing it the way you wanted to do it. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. Thank you for speaking to us and through us all over the world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord for all that he's done today. Hallelujah. Seen and unseen. Amen. And I'll just say this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. Amen. Make sure your phones are on mute. We're hearing somebody, and when we hear you, we record you as well. So you want to make sure your phone is on mute. Amen. As we get ready to go into the interpretations, first we want to say our scriptures that we stand on for praying in tongues. We have Romans 8, 26, and 27. Hallelujah. And we know that there's more scriptures than this, but these are the ones that we're standing on as we read, as we pray in tongues. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of things that need to be prayed for that we don't even know. We just don't know all of the things that are going on behind the scenes. Now, God knows all of that. And the prayers that went out today were praying for those things that we don't even have a clue about that's going on right now and that's coming up. But praise be to God. He has had us to pray about them by his Spirit. Amen. And Habakkuk 2:1, as we go into interpretation, the scripture says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and watch to see what he will say unto me. Amen. So God is saying some things to us. And this is our time to come together and hear what he's saying to us. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 9 says, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. So everybody has a part. Glory to God. We all have a part. There's no big I's or little U's. We all have a part. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines. Those who prayed in tongues will interpret first, and then we'll open up the lines for others who have an interpretation as well, who have their part, that they're releasing their part today. Now, the ones who prayed in tongues today, where we started with Reverend Treva, and then myself, Apostle Kizzy, and then Minister Carey, and we close with Pastor Catherine today. That's different than what we usually do, but God had his way. Amen. I have no doubt in my heart and my mind that God had his way on today. So thank you all for being there and changing times and places, and also for being the ram in the bush and just doing what God laid on your heart to do today. We give God praise for each and every one of you. Amen. We're going to start now with Reverend Treva. Reverend Treva, your line is open.
Good afternoon, everyone, and today, when I was praying in the Spirit, I just felt, I heard God doing a lot of having me to pray for souls to be saved and to pray about the Maui, the fires in Maui and the families there. And it was just a lot of soul saving and praying for others and praying for other areas of the world where there's situations going on. Yeah, me also praying about the upcoming trials that are going to take place in the courts and praying for protection around our cities and not only the courts, but the capitals and the city halls and other things, praying for protection. And then while you were praying, Apostle Kizzy, I just heard that barriers were being removed. God was doing a lot of construction and reconstruction and within the body of Christ and within this world. And when the next person was praying, I heard a lot of worship and praise. And again, God is doing a new thing in this world. When Minister Catherine was praying, it was as if God was declaring things over the world, that he's in charge and that he's taking us into a new level and a higher level in him. And that's all I got today.
Wow. Praise God. You got a lot. Amen.
Amen.
And a lot of confirmation when I read mine, what I have, confirmation. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Treva.
You're welcome. God bless everyone.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. So we are going to go in order. And in the order, I am next. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'll read the previous the previous interpretations later, but I'm going to start with the interpretations of what he said through me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So with Reverend Treva, what I heard was, behold, the heart of God is being revealed. Be attentive to hear and see the heart of God. Be aware, behold, be ready. You will see. Amen. And then when I was praying in tongues, I heard, dreams are coming to pass. What you see in the night season is appearing in bright daylight. The end of all things as you know it is at hand. Do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Be attentive to me, my will, my way, my purpose, and my plan. I am ordering your steps by my spirit. Be aware that you may be going in one direction, and suddenly I will change your direction. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Trust that you are hearing from me. You have been trained by my spirit. Trust that you know, trust what you know that you know that you know. Delegate, Kate. Delegate, dedicate. Water. I'm touching the water, the ocean. The oceans are mine. Do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. Everybody will be touched. as never before. Miracles, oceans, miracles. Bye-bye. Say bye-bye to Ireland. They will no longer exist. Do not fear. I'm sovereign. Trust me. Hold your peace. When Minister Carey was speaking, I heard, be still and know that I am God. What I'm doing is so big, so grand, that you can only attribute it to God, Almighty God. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. I have poured out my spirit upon the children, the babies, the toddlers, the preschoolers, because they will have to grow up fast. They will be required to do things that are far beyond their years, equipped by my spirit to do all that is necessary for them to do. And this I heard, it was like all of the words that were coming from Minister Carey, it's like all the words separated apart, and then I heard a big booming, I love you. And, you know, in between all that. And then I heard, I know the way that you take, and when I have tried you, you shall come forth as gold. Amen. Amen. With Pastor Catherine, I heard, dedicate today. Dedicate today. And then I heard the words marching, like marching through the land. So I, you know, looked it up, and there's some marching that goes on in the Bible. Jeremiah 12:12, a destructive army will come marching over the hilltops in the desert, for the Lord will use them as his destructive weapon against everyone from one end of the land to the other. No one will be saved. Jeremiah 46:22, Egypt will run away, hissing like a snake, as the enemy comes marching up in force. They will come against her with axes, as if they were woodmen chopping down trees. Ezekiel 7:14, you sounded the alarm, and everyone is prepared, but no one is marching for battle, since I'm angry at the entire multitude. Nahum 2:1, the watchmen of Nineveh shout, an enemy, scatter you, is marching out to attack you. Guard the ramparts, watch the roads, prepare yourselves for battle, muster your mighty strength. And the last one, Pastor Catherine, Revelation 20:9, and they marched across the broad expanse of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, but fire came down from heaven and consumed them. Amen. Quite an interpretation. Praise God. Okay, let's go on to Minister Carey. Praise God. Your line is open.
Good evening, everyone. Reverend Trevor, I heard the word heart, and then I heard gold, his gold.
You heard the word heart, H-E-A-R-T?
Yes, yes.
And okay,
you
heard gold.
Yeah. Okay, when you were praying, I heard his sake. I heard communicate, say again. I heard the word academic, integrity, and then bless you. Hire, abide, sovereign, mercy, and that was it.
Okay.
Hire,
abide, and mercy?
Yes.
Okay.
And then when I was praying, I just all of a sudden, I walk with you. I heard her say, he walked with us. He walked with us. Pastor Catherine, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I was just saying amen.
Oh, okay. Pastor Catherine, I heard dedicate. I did hear the word dedicate and higher level. And that's what I heard, dedicate and higher level. Higher level.
Amen. Amen. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, you heard gold and I heard gold.
Okay.
You heard heart, yes. Confirmation, I heard heart. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Pastor Catherine. Thank you for your flexibility, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. That was good. God knows best.
Amen.
I just want to say good afternoon, everyone. For Reverend Shriver, I just heard create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. And then I just want to say to Reverend Shriver, I thank the Lord for praying through her today about the cities and the city halls, because there are some things that's going on in my city, and that's where my heart is, and that's what I pray for too. So thank you so much that God knows what's on our hearts, and thank you so much for that.
Hallelujah.
Then for Apostle, I heard, I will show you the way. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And then I heard the word chocolate. So I don't know what that means. Then I heard miracles, signs, and wonders. Then I heard, Lord, you are our rock to stand on. And so I was kind of went to the scripture. The Lord is my rock and the Lord is my fortress and my deliverer. My God and my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy to praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. And then I just heard, we will not be shaken. I went to Psalms 16:8. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. That's Psalm 16:18.
You know, I said the same scripture, but in a different
yeah,
word.
I heard that.
Amen.
I heard that. Then I heard, listen to what I speak. But I just went to, I was led to the scripture, James 1:19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And then I also heard, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it will be done unto you.
Hallelujah.
And then, Minister Carey, I'm sorry, I didn't get that much on you because I was trying to type what Apostle was saying. And by the time I got to you, you had almost finished. But I did hear, sing for joy to God our strength. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob. Then I heard, sing to him a new song. Play skillful and shout for joy. That's Psalm 33 and 3. And then when I was praying, I heard, don't look to the left or don't look to the right. And Isaiah 41 and 10. So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then I heard, I will heal and I will bless your soul. And Psalms 103 and 1 and 5. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my innermost being. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all our iniquity, who heals all our diseases. And then this next one, it was like I just saw people just giving up. They're giving up, and it's like they're saying, you know, I can't go any further. And Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And then I heard, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And that's it for me. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Loads and loads of confirmation in there. Amen. Thank you. All right. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else have any interpretation? Minister Rachel, I see your line open. I mean, I see your number one key press. Amen. Okay. And I see you, Pastor Rita and Pastor Price. So opening up the line for Minister Rachel and family. Welcome, Minister Rachel. Glad all is well.
Good to everyone in your when my mind finally, I had so much on my mind today, and the starting of the week was kind of I'm just going to say it like that. I did hear confirmation, hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, and that was confirmation. Pastor Catherine had said that, because, yeah, I needed to do that yesterday, and a lot of humbling. God, he gave me the scripture, Isaiah 44, verses 6, 7, and 8, and I'm going to read that. Oh, I got to click on it. Okay, here it is. This commercial got to stop popping up. I apologize. Isaiah 44, verses 6, 7, and 8. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. And besides me, there is no other. And who as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them, fear ye not. Neither be afraid. Have not I told? Hallelujah. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? And then it goes on to say, yea, there is no God. I know not any. It's only you. I'm just saying this. It's not written here, but I'm saying only, it's God. It is God who made the heavens and the earth, us, formed us in our mom's womb, and he knows everything about us. And when I finally focused all on the Lord, which was at 3:57 p.m. today, is when my mind went on and I remembered the broadcast. And then he gave me Isaiah 44, verses 6, 7, and 8 to read. And I thank him for that. And he said, the first time when I wasn't on ready before, he forgiven me. And he forgive me now. And he told me to forgive myself.
Amen.
I love each and every one of you. And I love God. But I've been pulled in so many directions. And I'm just so grateful for his mercy. He is sovereign. And even now, he's loving me and he's thank you, God.
God helps you in various ways. Just like this funny video I found where a guy was sad and then his funny little animations helped him feel better. And sometimes God helps us like that when we're feeling sad, and he makes sure that we're, like, you know, there. And I actually thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And God bless you all for y'all prayers, because y'all probably was praying for us. At first, I got a little dizzy earlier, and I think it's probably the time to start of the broadcast, which I didn't remember. And then the enemy was trying to attack my vision. It was so much that sometimes stuff get blurry. And I was like, the devil is a liar. God, you blessed me with really good vision, equal vision. I mean, to the point I could see those tiny things from a certain distance. And I was like, the blood of Jesus against it. And now I can see tiny things from this right now. But when I try to read his word, I mean, I be fighting to, you know, so much. Oh, God, I thank you. And I can hear his word. We are obsessed but not in despair, you know, persecuted but not forsaken, cast out but never destroyed. It's, oh, God, thank you for your mercy and your strength for all of us. No matter what we go through, we still press through, and still he blessed me to press to be able to call in. I felt bad about calling in so late, but actually it was on time. God wanted me to call in. At least I listen and not just say, oh, man. The enemy wanted me to say, oh, man, I'm way late. I'm not going to go on. No, the devil is a liar, Jesus is Lord, because this is bigger than me. I need to get on. Because, yes, when God woke me up this morning, I felt when I saw some things, and I was on my news feed, and I saw some things about the hurricane. They named the hurricane. Like, we need to be careful what we give lordship to and what we name. Because it wouldn't have been much of an impact if we didn't name it. We should have named that Jesus is Lord over the weather. Jesus is Lord over the boundaries, the states, the ocean, and everything. If we just keep on declaring and declaring that he is Lord over everything, storms will bow down. Everything will bow down at the name of Jesus the way it's supposed to be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We the ones keep giving it lordship. We the ones keep giving it the authority that God gave unto us because we are believers. When we start speaking the life-giving words and things of God, we're going to see a change. We're going to see beginning, and we're going to see an end to those things that should be an end to. In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love y'all. I'm going to go
thank
back on mute.
Amen. Love you too. Amen. And yes, we were praying for you because we know that, you know, if you didn't come on, you know, I usually see you first. You're one of the first people that come on. And, you know, I knew that I hadn't seen you, but then it was like the Lord just blocked it out of my head for a moment. And so I didn't, you know, text you or anything earlier. And then by the time I really, really realized it was time. It was, you know, 15 after.
and the Lord told me to just jump on in. And actually, you're the Isaiah 44, those scriptures really were confirmations of what the Lord said through me while I was praying in tongues, and you weren't even here. So God is getting the glory out of this. Amen. So as he said, you know, forgive yourself. You know, when you don't do something that you usually do, and you've been doing this for many, many years, you know, God sometimes has us doing something different. And it is well. It is well. And we still pray for you. You know, we still pray for you, your family. The half has not been told of everything that's going on with you and your family right now.
Amen. And, oh, we love you. I love Pastor Mom, too. I love all of y'all.
Love you, too. Amen. And the thing that we can say is that we know that God is keeping you on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Love you. Love you all. Okay, Pastor Rita. Good to see you today. Opening up your line, Pastor
Rita.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm here.
Hallelujah. Praise. Welcome. Good to see you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I came in, and both pupils are dilated, so I'm trying to write everything down and listening, and just such a blessing to be on this line on Tuesdays. And wanted to encourage Sister Rachel, because I know what it's like to be pulled in so many different directions. You know, we have planned to be on the line Saturday. The pastor was very excited. We have made some new things, you know, one accord about some things for the future, our life, and the plans of God. And boom, Mom had to be rushed to the emergency room. So, but God, anyhow, hallelujah. So yeah. I got on about 2:15 as well. But what I heard was abide in me. Abide in me. The vine cannot bear fruit on its own. I heard living in obedience. That means living out God's word teaches what he teaches us in obedience. And then with Pastor Coleman, I heard, pay attention. I am God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And then I went back to John 8:31, children of Abraham, if you hold my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. As a result of our obedience, my Father will love you and love them, and we will love them together. That's what I heard. God is giving marching orders. I heard that as well. And I believe it was you, Apostle Kizzy. I heard abide and abode, and it means to dwell or reside. Trust what you know you have been trained to do, touching. Then I heard something about his presence, basking in his presence. The abode is abiding in his presence. And we are, that's a part of what the teaching is on, is not being distracted and understanding what distractions are, you know, that come. And so some of them like strategic time bombs. And so we have to know those things and how to respond. And I'm so glad Sister Rachel said what she said about the weather. It reminded me when Bridgeton had the tornado around Good Friday and how we were on St. Charles Rock Road. And we were going to one direction, and the Lord said, no, go the opposite way. To a nail shop. That was really weird. And so we did, and I went inside, and the man started working on my nails, and my husband didn't come in. He said the Lord told him to turn the car around and point it in the direction of the park, the parking spot where we had parked. He had moved it. And he said he wanted him to see something. So we heard the sirens. Everything was going off. The wind and the rain was going sideways. And he said he has given us power, authority, and dominion to tread on serpents and scorpions over all power of the enemy. God has given us his living word. And so while he was doing that, the door was open. The man was yelling at him, close the door. My husband couldn't close the door because of the wind. And I began to pray because a lady inside was crying. And I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let this storm pass us by. Do not let anyone get harmed. And I just prayed. And so the girl that was crying, what are we going to do? I said, well, we all can go into that area over there, which was the restroom. And the guy that was doing my nails said, well, if you're going to die, you're going to die. I said, the devil is a lie. I said, that does not apply to us, does not apply to me for real. And my husband said, I was praying so loud because we heard something flapping on the roof. And I, you know, never really been in one, so I didn't know. And so I just prayed, turn this storm around, turn it in a different direction. And that is exactly what happened. So we were so quick to put our trust and faith in the weatherman when God has given us the authority and the power of his word, the life-changing word, that we have the power to turn and command the storms to go in a whole different direction. And so naming them is exactly this power in our words and power, life and death in the power of our tongue. So I praise God when she said that, because I told my husband, I said, don't be so addicted to this TV with this weather stuff. God, we trust him that he's going to take care of us and that he is with us. We pray no weapon formed against us, it shall not prosper. And so I praise and thank God. When she said that, I wanted to do a cartwheel, knowing I can't, but I mean, I felt like it, because we have the words in our mouth to be able to turn the situation around, no matter what it is. And I did not even realize till the next day that the hotel on that street, all the windows were blown out. We took my husband to work the next day, and I saw all the damage, not knowing it was that bad, because we continued to go toward the St. Anne area. So it didn't do damage there. It wasn't until the next day that even the neighbor across the hall from us, her roof was gone. It was unbelievable. And I began to cry and praise and thank God for protecting us and keeping us safe. So I thank God for the word today. And I did hear, taste, and see that the Lord is good. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Rita. Amen. Even your testimony is an interpretation of the word today. Hallelujah. And, you know, and part of the interpretation was don't be afraid and do what I'm telling you to do. Like you going in one direction, but I'm going to lead you, you know, order your steps. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Thank you. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Pastor Rita. Amen. All right, Pastor Price, opening up your line in just a moment here. And then we see you, Minister Joanne. Good to see you today as well. Good to see you, Pastor Price. I'm going to open up your line, Pastor Price, in just a second here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pastor Price, welcome.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle, and all of the precious saints in their respective places today. I see that a lot of people have had some challenges today as well as we did this morning. They had come by yesterday to fix our car, to put a, this is our car, our van needed a starter. So they came and our brother-in-law Lenny has a man that can come into the house and help you. So he had did this once before, and the man came yesterday and put the starter on. And so as they were getting ready to head out this morning, Joy and Amber, and Joy went to drop Amber off, and on her way home, the car, the van stopped. but it stopped in an area that was not so nice of an area. And when Joy called me this morning, she said, Mom, she said, you know, I don't know, what should I do? Should I call the police? I said, well, let's, you know, we talked about start getting the AAA people out to come. And they said it would take an hour to 2 hours. But the AAA man told us, that I think you need to call the police and let the police come by. And so she called 911. But meanwhile, we were praying for her and praying for Joy while she was in that area. And they called her back, and the man, the tow truck came in about 10 minutes, which was a miracle for AAA. And they bought, hallelujah. Glory to God. And they were able to go on and bring her home and park the van in our parking place. And we thank God for that. And we give him glory and praise and honor. And I just want to thank him today. Now, the interpretation that I heard today, and I just want to thank God for his goodness and for his confirmations. For Minister Treva, yes. I heard, I am the Hallelujah. I am the Lord your God. I do all that I say. I heal in every area your heart when it is attacked and heavy. He gave me Psalms 147 and verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. For you, apostle, I heard, yes, my children, say continually. I had to laugh. I laughed when I heard you give your interpretation. So let me start again. Yes, my children, say continually, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the rivers of water, I shall not be removed. I shall not be moved. Remember that I am faithful to my word and to you. You can trust me and be not moved. Many are the afflictions and troubles of the righteous. Remember that I am the one who delivers you out of them all. I am your validator, your vindicator. I do see. And I surely do know, and you can know that I am moving and I'm working behind the scene just for you. Yes, I see, I hear, I know. That is what will keep you from being moved. You shall laugh and say, I shall not be moved, just like the tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. And then that three times came, everybody sing. I shall not be moved, just like the tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. I had to laugh when you gave your interpretation, because while you were speaking, you said, everybody. Do you remember hearing that? when I heard your interpretation, I went, look at you, God. Look at you, God. So I did get that out. Glory to God. So that let me know I was on the right track. Glory to God. And then with Minister Carey, I heard, shall I not do all that I have promised you? Are not my promises yes and amen? You are my very own, and I love you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 3 and verse 31:3 says, the Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Every day, in every way, I am drawing you with my love and kindness. Be of good cheer. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad because of my love for you, because of my kindness each and every day. Rest in me. Look to me and know that whatever it is, I am moving and working on your behalf each and every day. With Pastor Catherine, I heard, have I not said, trust in me, the Lord your God, with all of your heart, your mind, and your strength? Yes, you can trust me, my children. I do all that I say. Turn around. See very clearly that things are being turned around. I'm not a man that I should lie. I keep my word to you. Have I not said, that I am come that you may have life and that more abundantly. Rest in me, trust in me, the Lord your God. I have gone before you. You can decree and declare victory is mine. And that's what I heard. God bless you, Apostle, and all the saints in your respective places. Going back on mute.
Everybody. Amen. I can't get over to everybody, everybody. I shall not be moved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to Minister Joanne. We're going to open up your line in just a moment here. Always great to see you opening up. Hold on. Okay. Welcome, Minister Joanne. Are you still here?
Yes. Do you hear me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Now
oh,
I hear
okay.
you.
Praise the Lord. Okay. It's good to be back on the line. Okay. God
yes.
has truly been good to me. And I don't have no complaints. You know, he gave me this scripture this week to all my sisters in Christ Jesus. God bless you, pastors. He gave me Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. That's the word that he gave me this week.
Hallelujah.
To me and to whoever needed. Trust in him with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
So
Amen.
I believe, I trust in him. I trust God in every decision, in every way that he makes. Sometimes it's not going to be easy. Sometimes we have to go through stuff, but at the end, there's a rainbow.
Hallelujah.
It's so beautiful when you see a rainbow. Thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy. I love you, and you have a blessed day.
Amen. Love you, too. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was waiting on a song to come. But with the Lord has
no,
a Pat, scripture this time.
Your sister's song, I Shall Not Be Moved, that was my song. And I was singing along with her. I said, oh, my God, we shall not be moved. We shall be
Fallen.
Like a tree planted by Psalms 1. By the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in due season. We will
yes.
not be moved. No matter what comes our way, we're going to still stand and see the salvation of God.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And just to let you know, I know you came on a little later today. I think you were in and out today. But that Proverbs 3:5-6,
uh-huh.
I want to say it was affirmed at least 3 times today.
Wow. Look at God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. So
yes. Amen.
He's really that to us, to trust him.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Well, thank you so much.
You're
Hallelujah.
Welcome. Love you.
Love you. Amen. All right, that's all that we have with the lines open. Anyone else, press your number one key. In the meantime, I'm going to head for the previous interpretation. Glory to God. And I think I told you all that he'll give me a word to look up, and the word today was truth. Amen. So back in February 28th, it says the previous interpretation was, you are equal, no one higher than the other. The rich not higher than the poor, the black not higher than white, young not higher than old. My grace is sufficient for all. How can you not see? See me. Do not look at yourselves or each other. See me, and you will see the way, the truth, and the life. See me in the fullness of my glory. I am revealing myself to you, my children. And then on February the 14th, 2023, we heard, you are my God, and I will exalt you. You are my God, I adore you. You are my God, I adore you. You make paths for me in the wilderness. You send rivers of living waters into the desert for me. When all seems lost, you are my way, my truth, and my life. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So if you're listening to this broadcast right now, whether you're listening in the year 2023 or maybe even the year 2073, hallelujah. Whatever time you are listening to this broadcast, this is your time. It's your moment. Hallelujah. If you don't know for sure that you are born again, that you are saved, this is your moment. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. He loves you so much. He wants you to live forever. Glory to God. And why? Because he wants to love on you forever. And forever is a long time. Hallelujah. And that's how long he wants to love you and me. Amen. Forever. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the Bible says. Hallelujah. None of us were there over 2,000 years ago to see what Jesus was doing. We have to believe by faith. This is where your faith comes in, when you believe by faith. So repeat this prayer after me. Fully engage your faith into this, and you shall be saved in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. To my heart, come into my life, be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, that was a nice little short prayer, but it has eternal implications. And once you prayed that prayer, you were instantly translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You are saved. And so we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we pray over you now. Father God, touch them now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let your rivers of living water just flow through them right now. Hallelujah. Fill them to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right. Power to do right. Power to think right. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Power to read the word of God and to understand it, and then power to even pray in their very own prayer language. We thank you for it right now, Lord.
in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen. And now we want to invite you to learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Midst Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. And God has put together this family of broadcasts to help us to learn and grow together. Some of us just starting off with our salvation. Some of us have been in the Word of God for many years, and yet we can still learn and grow together. Amen. So the way that you can connect with us is through our phone number. It's area code 516-418-5699. And then we have a family of broadcasts, and you can call in at these particular times and be able to just be a part of our live broadcast. Hallelujah. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzee, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And so you can call that number and connect with us. Hallelujah. This Sunday, I will be preaching, Lord willing, and we're continuing on in the book of Job. We're on chapters 25 through 27, and we're learning more about the Lord. Hallelujah. He's revealing himself to us through the book of Job. Amen. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. Dr. Lorraine Navarro, she's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. As she digs into the Word of God, every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, this is what we do, Praying in Tongues Tuesday, hallelujah, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have our awesome interpretation, hallelujah, where we are in different places in the country, the East Coast, the West Coast, Middle America, and we're still getting the same words, the same confirmations from the Lord. How awesome is that? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. On Wednesdays, the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday of every month, we have a broadcast. Tomorrow is the fourth Wednesday of the month. And we have the anointed pandemic baby. Oh, is the Lord talking about them? They even came up today during the interpretation. These are children from the newborn to 4 years old. They've made it through abortion, the pandemic. They've made it through a lot, and God is pouring out his spirit on these babies. Hallelujah. And we are praying for them. And we're praying for their parents as well. Hallelujah. So join us tomorrow night, Wednesday, August the 23rd, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And hear what the Lord is saying. Just little by little, he's showing us some things. Amen. And then on the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service, and that is prophetic healing. That's going to be Wednesday, September the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And our co-hosts are Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. Amen. And God keeps showing up and keeps healing people. So, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, let your friends and your family know about this, because somebody, if we've been doing this for over 7 years, and every broadcast, somebody gets healed, and a lot of times it's more than somebody, one person. Amen. So call in September the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then our Thursday edition of Get 'em Radio, it is boot camp season. Amen. Somebody just say it, boot camp.
camp season. Hallelujah. We're starting off with evangelism boot camp. Glory to God, where we learn about the heart of God, that his heart is for people to be saved. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. And these last two broadcasts that we're going to have this Thursday and the following Thursday, we want you to be mobilized to evangelize. Hallelujah. And that's what he's going to do by his Spirit. He's going to mobilize all of us to evangelize wherever we are. Amen. So, hallelujah. I'm very excited about this. So we will see you. Hopefully we'll see you on Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So I'll be facilitating the next two Thursdays. And then when we get to September, it's going to be spiritual warfare boot camp time. Hallelujah. And I think it goes all along with the interpretation that we were getting today. Amen. We're going to need to walk in that spiritual warfare as never before. Hallelujah. So that's going to be September, Lord willing. And then October, Lord willing, we're going to go into a healing boot camp. Hallelujah. Where we'll talk about healing and then even mobilize. I mean, all of this is about mobilizing, activating, and just preparing all of us for what God is doing in this season. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to get ready to close. Pastor Rita, did you press your number one key again? Let me look at my text here. Okay, amen. Okay, I see what you're saying. Praise the Lord. She wanted me to announce that the Sword of the Spirit, the ministry that her and her husband have, Pastor, we call him Eric, but his name is Armin, Triplett and Pastor Rita Triplett. They have it on Saturday. Amen. And is it this Saturday coming up or next Saturday, Pastor Rita? But I'm going to give you the number. It's at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. And their number is 518 351-9940. And you don't have to put a code in or anything like that. So it's Saturday, 5 p.m. This is for Pastor Rita and her husband, amen, Pastor Eric. And it is, the phone number is area code 518-351-9940. Pastor Rita, I'm opening up your line real quick.
Praise God. Yes. We just wanted to let them know that, yes, this Saturday, because last Saturday we had the emergency. We had Des Moines, Iowa, Deacon Patton filled in for us. Praise God. We had a backup. So that my husband said that word is still burning. We must bring it forth. And I know the devil was mad. When you come into a power of agreement, and I'm telling you, it is powerful. And so, you know, unfortunately, Mom had to be rushed to the emergency room. And so we were there to 3:45 a.m. that morning. But praise God, she's okay. It was dehydration. And we are believing and trusting God that she will be able to stand and walk. The devil will not take her mobility from her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we thank God it wasn't a stroke. They thought it was a stroke, but the devil is alive.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for letting us know. And you know we prayed extensively for your mom this morning. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
So praise God. All right, we're kind of a little bit over today. Just very quickly, in case there's anyone else that wants to say anything, I'm opening up the lines for just a few moments. I'm not trying to rush, but if you have anything that the Lord has laid on your heart and you thought the time was over, here you go. Amen. So, anyone?
I would like to say something. It's not about today, but I just want to give a testimony. I want to share this. You know,
amen.
Last night before I was getting ready to go upstairs to go to bed, and in the process I was just picking up different things in the little family room that I have. It's right at my garage. So apparently I had hit my key that turns your car on. You know how you can turn your car on with your key? So I heard this noise. And I looked out like someone was in the driveway or somewhere, you know, like around the circle drive. So I heard it and I looked out and didn't see anyone. And then I kept hearing the noise. And then when I opened the garage, my car was running. And I thought, what? You know, and I said, it was on and it was just running. And I just want to give God the praise because I was on my way upstairs to go to bed. It would have ran all night, and, you know, you don't know what would have happened. But I just want to testify the goodness of God to even move, to let me know that car was on, and then to look to see and follow. And I just want to give that testimony today.
Amen. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
That's a wonderful testimony. Amen. And won't he do it? You know, we don't even realize sometimes that he's leading us to do something. But we just walk in that direction. And I think that is really another confirmation of what he has said today. You know, that he's ordering our footsteps, and he'll let us know what's going on. He won't leave us unaware, you know, of things going on. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Amen. Anyone else? Your lines are open. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, thank all of you all.
Pastor Tripley wants to say something. He's home.
Oh, glory to God. Hello, Pastor
Tripley.
Hello, ladies.
Hi. How you doing? I came in at the last meeting hearing all the praises and wonders. But like I was telling my friends in Des Moines, Iowa, Texas, and all over, the word that I'm going to be delivering this Saturday is very important. I wish this, as many people as possible can hear this. I'm not doing it for my benefit. It is for the body of Christ. It is a learning, warning lesson. And what we are going to need to do, I want everyone to get pen and paper because you're going to have this information. Because what's coming is going to be dealt with scripturally, and we're going to have to use the word of God. This is why it was so imperative. That's why the devil did not want me to give it out last week, because he knew this was important. Now, I normally don't have visions and things of that nature, but I heard God clearly say to me, my people need to hear this. And so I'm going to be obedient and do what he says. We don't have nothing to fear, but we got to understand that the word of God is about to change something physically on the earth. I want you to take a real good look outside your window, because what you're going to see then is not going to be in the future. and that's coming now, things will change. And so remember this and the word of God and use it. That's the key. And so I love you all, and I pray that you all will join me this Saturday, because it is a very powerful breaking through, tearing down stronghold type of situation we're going on. And so we're going to make sure that the word of God goes out. I love you all, and may God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. I want to say that what you are saying sounds like a confirmation of what the Lord has said to us today. And you are not even here. So one of the things that he said was, I'm trying to get back to it so I can read it exactly. What he said today was the thing that I'm trying to get to it. Hold on a second. And it's one statement here. Somebody was saying something? Okay. I'm putting your phone back on mute, Minister Rachel. Are you talking, Minister Rachel? Okay. You're putting your okay.
Welcome to
our country.
All right.
Okay. Basically, he said the things that you, okay, here it is. The end, here it is. The end of all things as you know it is at hand. Do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. Amen. So when you say look out the window and you're going to see what you see right now, you're not going to see it. And he also said that say bye-bye to islands because they will no longer exist. So I believe you're on point there, Pastor. And so I want to say again, he's going to be speaking. Both of them are going to be speaking on this Saturday. So you might want to mark that down, p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And the phone number again is area code 518-351-9940. That's 518-351-9940. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you didn't get a chance to write it down, text me and I will text it to you. Hallelujah. So, amen. God bless you all. So wonderful to have all of you on the line today. Amen. And God is confirming, confirming, and confirming. Amen. Amen. So let's close in a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing, all that you've done, all that you will do. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We know that you did some things seen and unseen today in the name of Jesus. And we recognize you, Lord God. We recognize your presence. We recognize that you are saying something to us that we truly, absolutely need to hear for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Our ears are attuned to you. Our hearts are attuned to you, Lord God. And we trust you. We trust you all the way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name. Each and every person who's listening, even those who will listen in the future, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For those who may even have things that they need to do later on today, we thank you, Father God, that you cause us all to complete whatever we need to do with excellence and expeditiously in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, and give us even a great wisdom and a good understanding
of all that you would have for us to do. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to close with, y'all know my new favorite song is called Forever by Jason Nelson. And, you know, this is God talking to us. A husband can't talk to a wife like this. Only God can talk like this. And he says, forever, I made my commitment to you, and I'll love you forever. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.
Tell somebody, say, forever's a long time. Say, but God loves you that long. said, I'm gonna be by your side. I'm gonna be by your side.